Cape Talk, the book review.
And I've been scurrying around like crazy looking for my book reviews, but I seem to have left them down at my desk, so I'm going to have to sort of make it up as I go along. November is a very important book month for me because it is in November that the annual Lee Child Jack Reacher novel is published. And when I first get the book, I kind of really am excited. Yes, 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 there's a new Reacher. Yay, 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 there's a new Reacher. And then 3 hours later, when I've read the new Reacher, I go, I've got a year to go before the new Reacher arrives me. There are downsides to reading quickly. But this one I picked up with less anticipation than previously because I made the mistake of going online and looking for reviews. And a couple of the reviews were not terribly positive. Oh dear, the first time Jack Reacher's ever disappointed us. I'm very, very delighted to be able to say that it didn't disappoint me at all. It is perhaps a little more of a slow burn than some of the other novels, which have been, you know, vengeance and power and might from the very first page. But it's still epic, epic Reacher. He's doing what he does, which is sort of hitchhike across America. You know, I'm up in the Northwest. I think I want to go down to the Southeast. Which way shall I go? And he decides to go from Maine to California. But he's in the New England woods and he has an option, you know, Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood, and that Robert Frost poem. And the road that goes to the right is called Laconia. And he goes, Laconia. I've seen that name on many, 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 many American military documents because that is the town from which my late father came. And I've very little knowledge of my late father's family and never been to Laconia. I am a couple of hours' walk away. Let me go. And he gets to Laconia and he starts looking for his father, Stan Reacher. And at first, there's no evidence that anybody called Reacher lived in Laconia. Was my dad lying to me? Why would my dad lie to me? And at the same time as this is happening, a young Canadian couple, they have an old Honda with a boot which contains some treasure, which they are going to sell, which we immediately think is drugs, but need not necessarily be. I don't want to be spoiler alert. And the car is overheating. It's about to break down, and they see a sign at the side of this road through the woods saying motel. And they go down this heavily overarched wooden tunnel, as it were, tree tunnel, and they arrive at a motel, and they're four young and on the surface very engaging and polite young men are saying, welcome, you are welcome. You can go into number 10. And it's quite clear that all is not as it seems. And you also know that the story of the young Canadians and why these four young men are so pleased to see them and what they're going to do to them, you know that story is going to collide with Reacher's story as he searches for his father. And being Reacher, he wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he hears a sound, which is a woman in distress, and he goes to investigate and he finds a young man trying to sexually assault a woman, and he treats the young man with some violence, shall we say, and then it turns out the young man's father is connected to the mob in Boston, so he also has to worry about revenge coming to him from Boston. He has to get himself out of that as well. It's Reacher. Hey, what can I say? Do I really have to wait 12 months for another Reacher? I do. This one, by the way, just for the record, is called Past Tense. I'm not much of a lover of... I don't read much. So, you know, it's kind of ignorance rather than bliss. I don't read much science fiction, dystopian fiction. But Kim Stanley Robinson, I've read a lot of very positive reviews and articles about Kim Stanley Robinson. The Guardian says he's one of the world's finest working novelists in any genre. And so I got hold of his latest, which is called Red Moon. It's 30 years from now. It's 2048. And we've colonized the moon. And an American is gone up to the moon to install a communication system for the Chinese Lunar Authority. But he gets there and he witnesses a murder, and he is forced into hiding because it becomes quite clear that his eyewitness account would see him being killed because of who was killed and who killed. And it's also the first visit for a celebrity travel reporter called Ta Shu, who has contacts and influence and is looking to do business and things. And he's about to find out that the moon can be a very perilous place for any human traveler. And then there is Chang Yi, who's the daughter of the Minister of Finance in China. And she is a person of interest. She's on the moon for reasons of her own, and then she wants to return to China in secret and can't do so. And all of these three stories come together. And it is a story about space exploration. It is a story about the kinds of political revolutions that might be fought in 30 years' time. It is apparently not Kim Stanley Robinson's best. Apparently there are other books which are much better. But on the basis of this one, I'm quite inclined to go and look for some of the others that he's written. It was a positive exposure to the field for me. Red Moon by Kim Stanley Robinson. And then Lucy Ingalls is a cultural historian, and her latest book is called Milk of Paradise, A History of Opium. And the oldest trace of opium on Earth is 7,800 years ago. It has a very, very long history. It is a synthesized plant. So more than 7,800 years ago, somebody was hybridizing two plants to make the opium poppy. And 8,000 years later, we're still talking about it. We're still dealing with the aftermath. And so the first half looks at opium, pure opium, and then it is refined into morphine and becomes more potent. And then it is refined into heroin and becomes even more potent. And she looks at all the human stories, who takes why. She looks at the opium wars. She looks at how opium affects the global balance of power and sets in motion historical vengeances which continue today. She looks at the time of morphine and then the time of heroin separately, sort of three separate parts to the book. Makes, I think, the absolutely unequivocal statement that prohibition doesn't work, has never worked. Yeah, there must be other ways of dealing with the drug, the natural drug, as it were, and its synthetic derivatives, because all through history, as it has morphed into different forms, there have been attempts to prohibit it, and none of them has ever worked. It's at times a little formal for my taste, but that was just a sort of few pages every now and then. I thought, do I really need all this sort of background history? But generally, though, it is a rollicking story told at a good pace and very engagingly so. It's called Milk of Paradise, A History of Opium by Lucy Ingalls, Ingalls.